It's early afternoon, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Perry Mason and his secretary enter City Woman's Jail.
All right, down this way, Dellum. We'll use conference room 12.
You don't walk so fast, Perry.
Why?
Oh, it's too hot to walk fast.
What? It's a beautiful day, beautiful.
Oh, sure.
Stop dragging your feet, Miss Street.
You feel good, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad, but if you don't slow down,
well, please. Here we are.
Oh, why, it's Mr. Barnaby.
Hello, Miss Street.
I don't believe you've met Mr. Barnaby's chief. Mr. Barnaby's is on the staff of the district attorney.
Oh, Barnaby's?
Well, well, I've been looking forward to seeing you.
Oh?
Yes, sir. Ever since we studied the May Grand case in law school, you conducted a rather interesting defense, Mr. Mason.
Mr. App sounded interesting, I'm sure. Did you ever discuss it with him?
Well, as a matter of fact, I haven't, Miss Street. I started to broach the subject, but Mr. App wanted to talk about something else.
Just bet. Mr. App got his ears pinned back.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I wouldn't advise you to Mr. App.
Oh, now, Della, you know Mr. App is big enough to accept a defeat graciously.
Oh!
It's no crime to make a mistake.
Mr. App did not make a mistake, sir.
In the case of May Grant?
Yes. I happen to know Mr. App was misled and deceived through no fault of his own.
Oh, really?
Mr. App simply doesn't make mistakes. For example, take the Grant case again.
Well, I'll be happy to get the benefit of your ideas some other time, Barnadies, but my client is on her way down.
Miss Kate Beekman?
Yes.
Goodbye, Mr. Barnadies.
I'll be seeing you again very soon, Miss Street. Mr. App has chosen me to assist him when he prosecutes Miss Beekman. Yes, I'll be seeing you very soon.
Maybe.
Oh,
If he prosecutes Miss Beekman.
You're joking, Mason. You can't possibly stop him.
Oh, something may happen.
What?
Oh, Mr. App could get sick.
Mr. App is never ill.
Well, good. Goodbye, Mr. Barnaby.
Did you see his face?
Oh, don't be hard on the boy.
He's a junior edition of Mr. App. In another 10 years, his shirt is going to be just as stuffed.
Ah, come in, Katie. About 20 minutes, Josie.
Hello, Mr. Mason. Miss Street.
Why, Katie, are you sick?
No, I feel all right.
Oh, no, you don't, Miss Beekman. Della, this girl's back is paining her again.
Oh, yes.
Really, Mr. Mason?
No, Katie, not another word until you sit down. Give this poor girl a chair, Della.
Yes, of course.
Oh.
Good. Now, all joking aside, Katie, don't forget you may need an aching back in case we have to postpone the trial.
I'll try to remember.
I don't think it will be necessary, and if I could prevail upon my client to lift up her eyes... That's right, Katie. Look at me. And I'll tell you why there's a chance we won't have trouble getting a delay.
Oh, wait a minute, Perry.
Hmm?
Are you sick, Katie? I'm not sick. I just don't feel right in my mind.
Well, that isn't good.
Or in my heart.
Which is even worse.
I feel all mixed up inside.
Well, I'm not absolutely positive, but... I believe I recognize those symptoms. What do you think, Della?
I think I know the cause, Mr. Mason. For instance, say I was Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And say I was beginning to like a person very, very much. Say, somebody like Don Halverson.
Miss Street?
Now, for example, I'm beginning to like him because he's very nice and very honest. But then all of a sudden I learn that this very nice man did something to hurt me. For example, he had a policewoman pretend to be a prisoner so that she could spy on me. Well, if I had that experience, I'd feel bad in my mind, too. And my heart would ache. And I'd feel all mixed up inside.
Just as Don Halverson feels.
What?
Katie, when he arrested you, Don was convinced you killed Gordy Webber in cold blood. It was a logical conclusion. But after he began to know you, he began to have doubts.
Is that why he had Mary Moriarty spy on me?
Yes. The same reason he went to the district attorney this morning and stuck his neck out for you.
Oh.
You see, Mr. Apt was on the point of taking you to trial immediately. But Don Halverson went to Apt and told him that if he wouldn't reopen the investigation of Weber's murder, he, Halverson, would. I don't know if you understand what that means, Katie. The DA is an important man. He carries a lot of weight. So when Halverson stood up to Apt, he laid his whole professional future on the line. Now, Apt may do as Halverson requested. But either way, Don Halverson went to bat for you because he does not believe that you killed a man in cold blood. You feel better now?
Oh, in a way, but now I do feel mean because I was mean to him. He tried to explain, but I wouldn't listen to him. I was mean and unreasonable, and he got very mad, and I was so scared.
Why?
Because I thought he was going to spank me, but he didn't. When I wouldn't listen to him, he started to leave, and then he turned back and kissed me. And then he left. I didn't mind his kissing me. That's why I've been mixed up.
Not anymore?
Well, not the same way.
Good. Now, if you would give me your attention,
Miss... Wait, Mr. Mason, if you happen to see Don, Lieutenant Halverson...
Well, you can tell him yourself. He'll be here.
When?
After you and I discuss matters not nearly so interesting, but almost as important. Now, I don't believe Apt will make the mistake of taking Halverson off the case. I hope instead he'll do as Don requested.
But now, a short time later, in the office of the district attorney, Mr. Apt is lost in thought as he paces back and forth.
Mr. Apt, may I see you a moment?
Not now, Bonadies. I'm busy.
I just saw Mr. Mason. I wanted to tell you... I won't disturb you any longer, sir.
Come in and close the door.
Yes, sir.
Now, what about Mason?
Well, not really important. I happened to run into him.
Mention the Weber case?
In passing, and that's what I wanted to tell you, sir. Mr. Mason runs a good bluff.
You think so, Bonadies?
Why, yes, sir. Mason pretends there's a chance you won't prosecute Kate Beekman. As a matter of fact, but... Why, what's the matter, Mr. Rand?
Young man, for your information, Mason wasn't bluffing. Lieutenant Halverson insists we reopen the investigation.
Halverson insists?
You might say he demanded it.
Why, of all the brass-bound nerve. I suppose you've taken action?
No. What action would you take, Bonadies?
Sir? Well, why, if I were the district attorney, I'd have him taken off the case so fast that it'd make his head swim. That's what I'd do.
And then?
Prosecute Kate Beekman to the limit. Hit her with everything in the book.
You really think that's what I should do?
Yes, sir.
You've got a lot to learn, Bonadies.
Sir?
What do you know about Halverson?
Why, nothing in particular.
Bonadies, remember this. Make it a point to know your opposite numbers in the police department.
Well, I do know Halverson has a good record.
More than that, he's a brilliant young man. He has a superlative reputation. So suppose I go off half-cocked, as you suggested, and pull him off the case because we have a difference of opinion. What do you think Mason would do?
Well, Mason could bring it out at the trial.
Yes, because even though Halverson is wrong, he might confuse the jury. Never confuse the jury, Bonadies.
Yes, sir. But, what can you do, Mr. Apt?
Take advantage of my knowledge. I know Lieutenant Halverson is honest, incorruptible, and honorable. Now, since I understand the secrets of his personality, I know Halverson values honor more highly than he does life itself.
Beat me, Mr. Apt. I'm not entirely certain I understand.
You've got a lot to learn, Bonadies. Ask my secretary to make me an appointment with the police commissioner.
Well, how do you think Mr. Apt will deal with Halverson's support of Kate Beekman? Why, do you think, is Mr. Apt going to the police commissioner? We'll learn tomorrow. So, by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?